Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show on the air on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Brought to you by Hilbing Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. Hilbing Auto Body, one of the great family-owned businesses right here in the district. And we're going to talk today about Quincy Public School Foundation. Yes, you heard it right. The public schools no longer can rely on the taxpayers of Illinois or the legislature of Illinois to meet all their needs. So they've developed a private foundation that works in conjunction with Quincy Public Schools to raise money for the public schools. The director of that foundation, Kent Embry, is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us this morning.
Okay. And we also have Chrissy Duran. So Chrissy, pull up right to that microphone. Get right on top of it there.
Good morning.
And you can move it to you, actually.
Great.
You don't have to lean over the
okay.
whole day. There you go. And tell us a little bit about yourself, because I don't think we've met you before, have we?
Well, no, I came back. I was here last year, but that was.
Got to talk right into.
Okay, hi.
There
okay,
you go.
Yeah, I was here last year.
Okay.
I have been with the Night to Dream Big committee. This will be my fifth year.
Okay, well, my fault then.
That's okay. But yeah, I am a mom of Quincy Public Schools children, and I also am Baldwin's PTA president, and I also love being part of this foundation. So I am a co-chair for the auctions, kind of my gig, and get all of the really great items that we raffle off and auction off and raise a lot of money for our schools.
Okay, well, we're going to talk to you about those raffle items for sure, because we've got a lot of time, so we want to really delve into this. Let's get right to it. When is the Night to Dream Big?
It is Friday, November 1st. And it goes from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. The doors open at 6, and dinner starts at 7.
And it's a fabulous dinner this year, from what I've been hearing. Tell us about that. Who's going to speak about the food?
Well, I can a little bit. Yeah, sure.
You could have brought samples. I'm just not complaining, but you could have brought samples. Okay.
I don't think I've even had any samples yet. But I've been hearing a lot about it myself from the committee, and we're really excited about it. We're just doing something a little different this year. It's a very special year, and we're going to have a surf and turf dinner this year by the convenience chef. And we're trying something a little different, and we're excited to do something different so that it's not always the same every year. And people are have been really excited about the convenience chef and some of the things he's done in town. And so we want to bring that to our event.
Okay. And it's for sure to be a sellout this year, because each year you kind of honor someone. And this year, posthumously, you're honoring Harold Knapheide, because there's probably been no bigger supporter of the Quincy Public Schools and education in our community than Knapheide. And now that lives on, really, in the whole way his family conducts themselves.
That was one of the most surprising things to me, because the Knapheide family is so humble. And, you know, when I first came on the foundation, I think I didn't realize the level of support that Knapp had made to the district. And I started uncovering, you know, piece by piece, project by project, all the great things. And I was just amazed. And so we're just really, really pleased to finally be able to honor Knapp in this way.
They never necessarily wanted it to be touted what they were doing. They
exactly.
just did it because it was
yeah.
good for our community, and they were raising their family here in this community. And so they just stepped up to bat, and out of the goodness of God that they had prospered, they prospered back by giving to our community. So a lot of charities have been blessed. And the great news is that philanthropic spirit of Knapheide did not pass with him, but it carries on down through his entire company and the leadership, his son, and the other leadership of the company. So that has not been lost to our community. But it is great to say thanks and remember Knapp at this special night on November 1st. So you are anticipating 800 tickets to be sold and for it to be a sellout, right?
I think this is going to happen.
I'm always a little conservative about it, but yeah, we are.
I'm not conservative. I know for sure.
Chrissy Duran is going to make it happen.
Absolutely.
I love that too.
I just get the word out. The second somebody hears who we're honoring and what this is about, everybody is going to want to celebrate him and continue this. I mean, they have been a big Blue Devil sponsor since day one for this foundation, and without that support, we wouldn't be where we are. We've grown, we've exceeded every goal every year, and we're just growing and getting bigger, and they are such a monumental part to that. So this is such an honor, and we're so excited. It's going to be a great night.
Well, the night to dream big really was kind of invented years ago, because there were some real problems with finances in the Quincy Public Schools. The school board was struggling with even keeping teachers on staff, providing, you know, some of the basic things that most people consider to be the standard K through 12 education. And thank goodness the foundation was formed to step up to allow people to give a tax deductible donation to help the Quincy Public Schools. The school district is now running in the red, thank goodness, but your good work still go on, because there really is no way, with the state of Illinois and the situation it's in, and property taxes being as high as they are in Quincy, that much more money is going to come from that traditional setting. So it's going to be people who want to come and have a gala fundraiser like this and contribute in that way. And
exactly.
Ken Denbury, that's important, because this money is for the foundation, which means some of it is kept back and it continues to grow.
That's right. And some people may not realize that this is the 30th anniversary of the foundation. The foundation started as the QFQE, the Quincy Foundation for Quality Education. And back, and I think it was 2008, we renamed ourselves to align ourselves with the Quincy Public Schools as the QPS Foundation. So this is our 30th anniversary. So not only are we having a big event to honor NAP, but, you know, this is pretty big for us,
pretty special.
Too. Yeah, pretty big.
But it hasn't been, the night to dream big and all this big dreaming has just been in the last decade, pretty much, right? I mean, not to disparage anything that went before, but it has grown exponentially.
Exactly. I think our foundation started with the humble intention of just helping teachers in their classrooms with expenses and things like, you know, iPads and stuff that we buy now, you know, didn't exist back then. But the teachers had other creative ideas and things that they needed that were not part of the regular district budget. And, you know, it's no secret that teachers pay a lot out of their own pocket to improve the quality of their own classrooms. And so I think that's why the foundation was originally started, was to help them out. And we've grown so much. You know, one of the things that we should mention is that NAPHIDE provided a huge technological infrastructure grant to the district that has really opened the door for the public schools to be able to provide the technology to students that they would not otherwise have. Without the infrastructure, the Wi-Fi network, all the hardware that goes along with that throughout the entire district, the individual classroom experience would be so different. And now what we're seeing is that the foundation can help support that technological infrastructure. We can help buy the iPads. We can help, you know, there are systems in place like smart boards and Schoology at QHS that are all very high-tech solutions for delivering curriculum. So technology and curriculum are big on our two of our biggest pillars, let's put it that way.
When the curriculum committee meets, they often don't necessarily have a book even to look at. I mean, there is a hardbound book somewhere probably, but most children today have their textbook literally on their iPad. And as you mentioned, these are all great things, but you used to put a blackboard up on the teacher's wall, and as long as you didn't run out of chalk, that was the communication device for decades. It didn't change. Now, everything is so interactive, and the kids are expecting so much more, and they're teaching them how to keyboard in first and second grade so they can communicate fully. That all needs to be supported every year with more and more and more funds, because technology is turning over a lot more than, an old curriculum book. You used to keep a science book for 10 or 15 years. When the cover fell off, you taped it back on, and you gave it to the next class. It's totally different now, and children's educational needs are different, and that's what you're supporting with the foundation.
Exactly. We want to make sure that we can support those creative ideas that teachers have, as well as district-wide plans for technology. In fact, this year, one of the biggest things that the foundation is supporting is $150,000 to technology at the junior high school. Because even though there's been a lot of great things happening with the new elementary schools being opened, you know, we have a new project out at Flynn Stadium. Those are all great things, but it's hard to keep everybody at the same level. And so the district is working on a plan to try to bring all the schools up to the same level with technology. So we're happy to support that at the junior high this year.
That's great. We're talking with Kent Embry and Chrissy Duran, and they're going to talk about the Night to Dream Big, a night to honor Harold Knapheide and his family for their contributions to the Quincy Public Schools. It is Friday, November 1st from 6 to 11 at the Ambiance. They expect it to be a complete sellout. So if you want your tickets, go online at
QPSFoundation.org
and order them today. And how much are they?
They are $40 for educators. They're $60 for an individual ticket, and they are $440 for a table of eight.
So get your group of friends, because that's a great deal. Get eight people together and buy a table.
Or just eat eight portions of surf and turf.
Absolutely.
That's my solution to all problems. It's 9:30 at AM 930 WTAD. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about the Night to Dream Big, November 1st in the Quincy Public Schools. We're talking about the Night to Dream Big, Friday, November 1st. The Quincy Public School Foundation has many events throughout the year to raise money, but this is their big key signature event. So you pay your money, you get this lovely dinner, you have this night of camaraderie, but wait, there's more. And Chrissy Duran, one of the things are these fabulous packages that people can bid on either in silent auction or in some live auction. And some of them, I know, they don't have, I mean, it's hard to put a monetary value on them because they're kind of a one-of-a-kind thing. I always liken it to, in the Hannibal Catholic Schools, the highest-selling item every year is the naming of the alley between the church and the school. Will Father Mike Quinn be able to raise enough money with his cronies to keep it Mizzou Lane, or will it be named, you know, Jayhawk Lane or whatever, you know? And so, it's, again, there's absolutely no monetary value to painting the alley a certain color, but that brings in a lot of money. And you have a few of those kind of, you can't really put a price tag on it because they're so hard to get or it's so unique.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Like,
so talk
one
about
of them
that.
Is we do a graduation package. So graduation is a very big time, and to have everything taken care of for you as far as front row parking, tickets in the front row so you don't have to lay out blankets, what, a day before or that morning at 7 a.m., that you can't put a price tag on that, and that goes for a lot of money. The other thing we do, we have a front row parking spot for a Blue Devil right at the high school, and that one goes for a lot of money as well. We do a birthday party in Flynn Stadium, and we rotate this between our soccer club and our football club. This year it will be our football club. You can't put a price tag on that either. So we definitely have parents that, you know, want those Blue Devil things. We do season tickets. We do, I'm trying to think what else, Blue Devil, but anything that goes with your child or a graduation package, those really, there's no value. So, but they're big winners.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
big winners.
Because, again, there's something that can't be replicated.
Right.
And for those who want to come and support public education but don't really want anything with a Blue Devil on it, you also have lots of other just normal things that normal people can use that
we
aren't
do.
All blue and white.
We have great things. Like one of our big winners is drinks and serenade by acoustic guitar on the top of the WCU building. You can't get up there, so that's pretty exclusive, and that's a beautiful view and a great time. And then you walk down after you've enjoyed your drinks and your music, and you get to have dinner at one of our awesome downtown chef restaurants. So that's a big winner. We've got a duck hunt that we have. We also have a Florida week-long vacation that we give out. One of our alums, Ryan Tanner, he is this year providing us with a trip to Chicago. There are two shows that you're going to be able to see. The first one is A Devil Wears Prada, and the second one is The Outsiders. You're going to have dinner, you're going to have the shows, you're going to have your train accommodations, you're going to have, or maybe flight, we'll see, you're going to have your hotel. So that's an extraordinary package that
we have.
And
that's like a live theater production.
That's a two live theater productions, and he actually is donating that whole thing to us. So we are just so thrilled with that. We also have a New York trip that's fabulous, comes with Jimmy Fallon, a show. You go in a hotel, we fly you out. That one's a wonderful trip as well. We have so many dinners, excursions, the list goes on. And then our silent auction, you just can't even believe the support that we get from all of our small businesses here. We probably go into hundreds of these stores, and no one ever turns us away. So last year, when I started, there were 10 items in this auction, and we were up to 200 items last year. So the outgoing support that we get is phenomenal. And we do something that's so fun now. So if you can't come to our event, we really want you there. But, you know, sometimes you're out of town or sometimes you just can't make it. We offer our live auction and silent auction on an app online that you can get right down to your phone. So you can either set like a max bid. Maybe you're willing to pay $100 for this item. And anytime someone tries to outbid you, it will just bump it up. Otherwise, you can be sitting at your phone and just say, upbid, upbid. So if you can't be there, no matter where you are, you could be in a different state. You can bid on our auction items. And last year was our first year we went with that, and it turned out to be the right way to go and such a success and so fun for everybody
as
well.
It's like it's Sotheby's when you have your man there bidding for you so that you can stay silent.
Yes, yes.
And I don't want everyone coming to look at my Renoir. Let him bid for me. And I just, you know, over the phone say, yes, go up higher, darling.
Exactly.
But that's great because, again, this is such a once-a-year kind of thing, and you want people, even if they can't physically be here, to be able. And a lot of people do snowbird. I mean, a lot of people are out of Quincy by November 1st.
Absolutely.
Ann Knappheide will probably have to come back.
Yeah.
To go to her, to this event honoring her family, you know. But that's important. So how much money did you make last year?
We netted over $90,000
last year. Wow, that's a lot for one night event. Yeah,
it is. And that was an exceptional event last year.
Because Kathy Dooley was recognized,
exactly.
And a lot of people came out for that. But this year, you're expecting that to be even bigger.
We do expect it to be bigger, and we certainly hope so, and we're excited about it. And, you know, obviously, it's all in the works right now. We're in go time, and we want to see as much activity happen. We want to make sure everybody knows about it. We want to make sure everybody realizes how many of these links are available online now, because our tickets are available online. Our bidding is available online. And we also have raffle tickets available online now for our Dream Big raffle this year, which we haven't even talked about
yet. Haven't, but we have to take a break. So we'll talk about the Dream Big raffle in just a moment. Give us that website again where we can start getting downloaded and getting all our tickets and
more information,
getting ready.
Yeah, at qpsfoundation.org.
qpsfoundation.org. We are talking about Dream Big. I thought we could get it all covered, you know, in this, but they keep throwing more at me. We have auction items, live auction items, silent auction items. We have fabulous surf and turf food. And now, but wait, there's even more, Chrissy Duran says. Raffles.
Raffles. So we are so thrilled to once again be pairing up with Pogue Auto, and they are helping us donate a brand new 2019 Buick Encore. It is beautiful, it is white, it is shiny, and you can get a ticket for $25 or five for $100. And we are throwing in a separate little incentive. Maybe you don't need the car. Maybe you don't want that kind of car. Well, now this year we're offering $10,000 cash. So you get that drawing and you either get to pick a brand new shiny car or you get $10,000 cash. So that is great.
I'll take the car, please.
I would take the
well,
car,
if you
too,
saw what I was driving now. I mean,
we'll have to get you a ticket before we leave.
My Mercedes is going as a piece of junk for Halloween. It's already in its costume. Yes.
So those are our first prize. You get to choose which one you want. We have a second prize of $1,500.
Wow.
We have a third prize of a Yeti Tundra in a hopper. We're only selling 2,000 tickets. So do not wait. Honestly, 5 for $100 or a $25 chance at winning this brand new car. And you can buy those tickets at the QPSFoundation.org. You can go to Pogue Auto Plaza. You can go to QHS main office, or you can get a ticket from any Night to Dream Big member or committee person, or anyone that is on our QPSF trustee board.
And that's a way where if you can't be there that night and you're not going to be able to bid, because, I mean, you're somewhere where your mind is not going to be able to be occupied, you can still contribute and you can still have a chance to win a great prize.
Absolutely.
But you don't need to be present.
You do not
win.
Have to be present. So
right.
That last year it was really fun. He was present. And so that got the excitement really going. But honestly, it will be just as exciting if you're not there. So definitely get a ticket. We are thrilled and excited. And that's a really big win for us as the Public Schools Foundation and a really big win for the community.
Well, thanks to Pogue again.
Thanks to Pogue.
It makes it all happen. Who wouldn't want to drive a Buick Encore around? That is great. And Ken Embry, this is just going to show, I mean, we've had a kind of a sea change in the Quincy Public Schools. This school board is, well, they're boring, frankly. I have to cover them. I used to love it when they took out hammers and threw things at each other and called each other names and had all their little, you know, despiteful comments to each other. Now it's just like, we'd like to do something good for the children. All in favor? Aye. Meeting adjourned. You know, it's a little bit boring as a reporter, but I'm really happy to see it happen. And we built these new schools. We're renovating these schools. I was just part of the Quincy Symphony with that beautiful projection that was donated by the symphony to the schools. There's more symbiotic, you know, people are understanding. We can make a contribution to our children permanently, you know, by contributing these kinds of things. And this really, the QPS Foundation is riding that wave.
That's true, and the foundation was actually a part of that project you just mentioned, the projection, the new digital projection system in the Morrison Theater. So there's a lot of individual projects that we can help with that we look at throughout the year. We partner with other groups to learn what those priorities are, and we do have a great group of people leading us right now. We have a fantastic school board. We have a fantastic board of trustees at the foundation. There's more efforts than ever before for us to work together and work productively together. Very excited about some of the new artwork that's going in through Arts Quincy at the schools, these new sculptures that are happening. Just really great things. But, you know, I try to learn a little bit about some of the funding statistics as we go along here, and one of the things that always sticks out to me is the percent of the district budget that's actually used for personnel, and it is 77%, which is obviously approaching 80% of district budget goes towards personnel expenses.
Well, that's what it's about.
That's
that
what
teacher
it's about.
And the support staff are what's going to make that school happen.
It makes a
I mean,
huge
a book
difference.
Doesn't make it happen if there's not somebody there to explain the book to the child.
So. That's true. And so it's a balancing act, I think, for the district all the time to decide, you know we need this many teachers and we want more, you know, but we also have curriculum needs. We also have capital needs within the district. We also have technology needs within the district. And I think that's where the foundation is able to find our niche to help to deliver the level of excellence that we all want as we take pride in our public school system here in Quincy.
Let's expound on that, because we know the Quincy School Board, you know, Carol Nichols, Shelley Arnes, Saeed Ali is the president, Dick McNay, I'm going to miss half of them, Sheldon, you know, there's a lot of people on the Quincy Public Schools, 7 people on the board. But that's different than the foundation board. And so this is not, here, we had this big fundraiser, here, Saeed Ali and your group, go distribute this. No, your foundation board receives requests from the public school system what we would like to have done, and you either say yes or no, or that's not appropriate for us to be funding, or we'll do that, but not this year. I mean, you have control over this money. It's not just given to a teacher or an administrator to spend as they please. There is oversight.
That's exactly true. There's oversight on the part of our board, but it is also very much a team and group effort. And I think that the dangerous side is if we all work independently and don't talk to each other, you know. And so we're trying to get away from that type of operation where, you know, there are 2 seats on our board at the foundation. One is for the superintendent, and the other is for the school board president, and that's by design.
Right.
And so, you know, I am tasked with meeting annually with those two gentlemen to make sure that I understand what their priorities are. And so then we bring that information back, and we try to apply it to the programs that we already have in place. And so, you know, with that, as with any nonprofit, there's this danger of mission drift and getting away from why you really exist. And so that's one of the things that I look at as a director, is try to figure out, is our mission appropriate and accurate to what our activities are, and are we communicating with each other to make sure that we are sticking with our mission, which is basically to support the priorities of the school district.
Well, you mentioned $150,000 you'd like to earmark for junior high technology development. Obviously, the brand new K-5 schools, they've got all the whiz-bang, you know, right. And the new addition at the senior high, they probably got some whiz-bang. It's time for junior high to have some whiz-bang. And this, again, you know, you're not just going to say, oh, well, we're going to plant trees. If the school district has no need for that, you're not going to do that. There is that. But I do want to stress to people that this is not something where you raise this money and you give it to the school district and they spend it on whatever they want. There has to be this give and take. We need these things. Here's our top priorities. And the foundation saying, we feel this is within our mission to accomplish this. This other exactly. stuff would be more well paid for by tax dollars. You know, you have to kind of make sure the lines are drawn, right?
Right. And I think that's also where Mr. Webb does a very good job of trying to decide what within the budget is appropriate for the district, you know, and I'm sure he's thinking about the things that the foundation can help with as well. And so keeping that line of communication is critical for us.
What assets do you have right now? What are your total assets under management for the foundation?
I believe we're approaching $2 million.
Okay. And so when you collect money from Dream Big November 1st, not all of that will be expended, right? Some of that is kept back for a permanent fund?
That's correct. And endowment is one of the pillars that we are working towards as well. So we have a number of programs. The one where we try to build endowed funds is called our Circle of Investments program, and that allows individual donors or groups to create an endowment fund of a minimum of $10,000, and that fund is restricted to the purpose of the donor. And then we have other ways of raising money, such as this event, the Night to Dream Big event, where the funds are designated by our board towards our other pillars. So we have curriculum and technology, fine arts, and athletics are the strongest pillars that we support, and that's the way that we then take those donated funds and distribute them towards the priority of the school district.
So the Night to Dream Big will be more money in, money out, rather than putting towards endowment, unless the board votes that a portion of it will go to endowment. But most of that is money in, money out for the needs of this fiscal or next fiscal year.
That's true, but it also supports general needs of the foundation. So it supports the foundation's operation. It supports everything. So we look at the money that comes in as a board and decide, the trustees decide, you know, where those greatest needs are. So we have it divided into the areas of the district, the operations, and of course, all the other needs that we may be asked for throughout the year.
Well, the needs never end, do they, Kent Embry? So no. You've got job security for quite some time. Chrissy Duran, congratulations. Being a concerned parent, stepping up, doing this, because you're not only helping your own child, but you're helping everybody's children. And we all know that there will be some people who could never afford a ticket to this, who could never buy a trip to Cancun or whatever you're auctioning off. But their children will also benefit from this. And I think this is what this is all about. Those who can, helping those who maybe can't, to make that equal playing field academically for our kids inside those new schools.
Absolutely. And I also want to stress, too, our silent auction, we have things that start at $10.
Right.
So we do have something for everybody. Please take the time and download the app. Find out. Look at it. We will post our silent auction ahead of time so you can take a look and see what you like before we're ready to go. But there is something for everyone. And
okay.
Real quick, can I just mention our Big Blue Devil sponsors?
Sure.
These are people that donate $5,000 to our event, and we are so gracious and so appreciative. First Bankers Trust, KHQA, NAPIDE, Vervosity, Pepsi Refreshment Services, Pepsi, Pogue Auto Plaza, and also the Convenience Chef. And Brandon Jadanes, he is an alum of our schools, and we are so thrilled to have him on board this year. Thank you.
Okay. It's the Night to Dream Big, Quincy Public School Foundation, QPS Foundation, Friday night, November 1st, from 6 to 11. Tickets are $60 a piece. Get a table of eight for a discount. It's at the Ambiance. They do expect a sellout. So get your tickets and get those today, and then download the app so that when you can go on, if you can't be there, you can bid on these prizes or buy a raffle ticket at Pogue for that beautiful car, which is on display out at Pogue. Okay, we're out of time. Wow, we're more
than out of time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I said it all. Come back tomorrow. We'll do it all again on the Mary Griffith Show. Four guests tomorrow. How am I going to survive?